100 word stories.
Well, it's time for the weekly challenge at 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. How many of you are still here? Hi there. I'm Lawrence Simon. I do this. And for all the people that keep sending in the stories, well, they keep doing it too. How about we listen to their stories on the topic of part?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. As we part our ways, my dear, I hold precious memories in my heart. We walked along the bridges, watching the gondolas slide by. You were so smitten by the elegant colors that you ate that azalea. I didn't even have to tell you to. And then the green fairy. What a lovely shade of green, you said. I'll never forget you, my dear. I'll take your heart with me. And he opened his suitcase to take a quick look before the train departed. Yes, her heart was still there. Squashing it inside that damn bottle had been a struggle. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. And here's my story with the topic part. It's called Problem Solved. Be part of the problem, not the solution. Simmons, sitting opposite me, caught my eye, and it was all I could do to stop myself bursting out laughing. Old man Jeffries may be a good manager, but lately he'd begun losing the plot. Simmons politely raised his hand. Surely we should be part of the solution? Jeffries glared at him. That's what I just said! Pay attention. Now, where was I? Solutions, I prompted, helpfully. Yes, precisely. Without solutions, we'd have no problems. And then where would we be? Eventually, they fired Jeffries. The easiest solution to our biggest problem. That's me finished. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Till death do us part, was never going to be good enough for me. As far as I'm concerned, love never ends. It transcends mortality and human frailty, persisting beyond the grave. So, when hubby died, there was absolutely no question of burial or cremation. There's no way I could possibly be parted from his mortal remains. I had him, pickled, and I keep him in a glass capsule, next to my bed. Sometimes, when I need to feel him close, I decant his body, wrap my arms around him, and make mad, passionate love to him. All night long.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 912 with the prompt of part. Tom, it's good to know you're still with us. Congratulations on a successful surgery. Here's my story. Mr. Withybottom waved toward his Lincoln Town Car.
Okay, you two. Hop in. Lenny, you can stay home.
Linoleum Amanda scowled, as if deciding whether or not to defy her father was hurting her head. She eventually followed Bilbert and Sabrina.
If something is going to happen on this drive, I want to be part of it.
Her father laughed nervously.
Nothing's going to happen, honey girl. I just want to encourage these two crazy people to get out of your life. You know, part ways with you.
That's what I thought might happen,
Linoleum Amanda said, following Bilbert into the car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Her name was April. She was Miss November. And of course, she married the old man for his money. Till death do we part was a challenge. Her lover, his lawyer, had gotten the new will all written up. She got a quarter, his two kids got a quarter, and the lawyer got the rest as a fee. Despite her best efforts, the geezer kept on going for 8 months. When the time came for the reading of the will, a stranger handed her and the two kids a shiny new quarter, and the lawyer and the rest of the money were gone.
And there you have it. Some stories on the topic of part from the authors that are still here. Well, how about for those of you who want to send in a story for next week, get writing on the topic of rat stew. I know you can do it. For instructions, well, I think you already know how to do this. I keep saying go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click weekly challenge. I guess so. Okay. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.